We're now holding in brachas the base on the base. We are picking up with the two dots. There are two dots. There are probably about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines down. Okay? And we're going back to the Mishnah again. It says Amar Mar, the same weird usage of Amar Mar, because it's the same exact line in the Mishnah we're referring to. Mishash Kohanim Nechnasim Nechnasim Echol. From the time the Kohanim go in to eat the Trumasa and their Truma. Now, we're going to now start to explore exactly. Everything sounded very simple in the Mishnah. Straightforward, right? The starting time is from Tzitzis Kohanim when the Kohanim eats. But we're going to see a slow proliferation of shitas about when the onset of Zman Kriyashma is. Because remember, Kriyashma has nothing to do with the Kohanim or Tzitzis, that's to do with Shchiva, bedtime, right? So, Ubashachvacha, when you go to bed. So now we're going to start seeing Brises that are going to give other times. So this is how it starts. It starts like this. Vuraminu. Now the word rami in Aramaic means to throw. So vuraminu means and they threw this one against that one. You bring two sources of equal power once against the other. So in this case, what we had in our Mishnah is a Mishnah from a Tana. Now we're going to have a Braisa that's going to go head to head. Seem to contradict what the Mishnah says. It says in the Braisa, Me'emas Lekor Neshma Ba'arvin. What time is the time to start saying? From when may you begin to say Shema in the evening? Misha Ani Nichnes Lechol Pito B'Melach. From the time the Ani goes in to eat his bread and salt. A whole different, you know, moments in the day, potentially. Right? Ad Sha'a Sha'omed Dipater Metoch Sudaso. And when is the cutoff time? The time that he gets up to, you know, be done with his meal. He's finished with his meal. That's the window of opportunity to say Kriya Shema. When the Ani starts his meal to when the Ani ends his meal. Now that's small window, that's right. Different. Now, the Gemara now concedes right off the bat. It says, listen, Seifa Vadai Pliga Masnisim. Obviously, the second part, the ending time, certainly is unreconcilable with our Mishnah. There's no way, because our Mishnah had essentially three times, a third of the night, a half of the night, or all the night. But no way is an Ani going to be sitting around the whole night, or even a third of the night, eating his meal. In fact, just the opposite. The whole reason why the Ani is special, and he's his own special, unique time, is that an Ani can't afford, you know, artificial light. So he doesn't want to spring for you know, candles unnecessarily. So therefore, his time is a different time than other people. And if that's the point, of course it's not going to be Mamsha, extend his meal out longer. That's untenable. So obviously, this Braisa is going to be, you know, end of the day, we won't be able to resolve this Braisa with our Mishnah in terms of the ending time. But maybe we're going to now try, and this will become a battle for the next half Amud, can we resolve it that really the time that the Mishnah said of the when the Kohanim come to eat their Truma and the time of the Braisa when the Ani goes in to eat his bread and salt is really the same time. Is that possible? So, Reishami Lema Pligi Amas Nisan, must we say that the Reisha, meaning that the time the Ani goes in to eat his salt, his bread and salt, is in, you know, conflict with our Mishnah? Lo. The Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Ani v'kohen chad shirahu. The time that the Ani goes to eat his bread is the same time as the Kohen going to eat his Truma. Both are Tzeisach v'chavim. I guess the Ani, you know, he's not, although it's true, he doesn't want to, he can't afford, you know, artificial light, so he doesn't want to, you know, he'll eat, he might have played early, but maybe he's going to eat late, just the opposite. You know, he gets to get everything else in the house done, and he'll eat in the dark, but at least let him, you know, once that house is dark, he can't function, so let him do his housework. But then, you know, whatever it is, last thing in the dark, he eats his meal at Seis. Fine. So now, the Gemara wants to say that Ani and Kohen, the time that the Ani eats his bread and the Kohen goes into his Truma, is the same time. We want the world to be simple. Well, the question was, why are we trying to resolve the mission and the bright side? The answer is, we want to live in a simple world. Why not make things complicated for it? So we like things, we like to minimize the number of machlokas if we could. That would be a nice thing to do, if we could. And that's the agenda of the mission, of the sugi here, but as we'll see in the end, it's not going to work. But in the meantime, we've said, no, don't panic. It looks in conflict, but don't worry, they're the same time.
You're comparing halacha, which is a certain time that Truma has to be in, to that Ani eats. He doesn't eat to the exact minute. He doesn't start, he's eating it 10 minutes later.
Well, the Kohanim is the same thing. Kohanim going to their. You see for sure that.
But the Kohanim, that could be a halacha to the Zman of when actually, okay, now is time he has to go in and do it.
Well, no, the Kohanim imagining being able to eat. It's the same. It's both their social time. You know, you see, the mission is clearly, I said yesterday, it's avoiding astronomical, you know, specifics. It's saying social norms. So we're saying, let's say at the same time, we want them to be the same. They're living in a world without wristwatches, remember that. Like, so, okay. So we say, fine, you want to say that they're the same time? That's not going to work. Viraminu, we got, let's throw this Bryce in, Bryce number two. That's going to seem to conflict it. Conflict with that presupposition that at the same time. Because it says, Me'em Islam Matril Likros Kriyishma Ba'arvis. This Mishnah says, from when do you start saying Kriyishma in the evening? Misha'ash B'nei Adam Nechnas Nechol Pitan Ba'arve Shabbasos. From the time that the Kohanim go in to eat their bread on Erev Shabbos. Okay, this is regular people going to eat their bread. Divrei Meir. So now I've got a third, time. Did I say Kohanim? Sorry, no, regular people. B'nei Adam. Regular people go in to eat their bread. So a third time, right? Ba'arve Shabbasos on Erev Shabbos. Now, that's Divrei Meir. And the Chachamim say, Omrim Mishah Shekonim Nechnat Zakain Lechol B'Trumasan. From the time the Kohanim are Zoche, to eat their truma, it's the same time there, right? Similar davar teisukul chavim, and that time is teisukul chavim. Okay, so in other words, now we've got three times on the table. We've got the time we saw before about, and it's mentioned here by the chacham here, teisukul chavim when the kohen eat their truma. Then we had the time mentioned in the previous brisa about the ani eating his bread and salt, and now we've got a third time, which is going to be when regular people come in and eat their food on Erev Shabbos. Okay, now. Erev Shabbos meaning on Friday night, in other words, right? Now, before we address the issue at hand, we're going to take a detour here. We're going to take a side point. So the Chacham who said the time is Teisukul Chavim, they're going to say. So now, just like we're in parenthetically, Va'afagav she'ein raya ladavar. This is within the Brisa still. The Brisa said. The Rabbi said, even though we haven't got a raya, a Loctite proof that the time for the Kohanim, the time for Kriya Shema is Teisukul Chavim, right? Zeich Ladavar, we do have like a reference to it, a reference and an allusion to it in the Pesukim. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, this is a Pasuk from Nehemiah, and it's Dalad Tesvav. The story is Nehemiah, who came with, essentially, right after Ezra came back to Israel, they're rebuilding Jerusalem, and the locals, the Shomronim, and the Ammonim, and the Mitzrim, all the locals, were very unimpressed. They wanted the Jews out of there. So basically, they ganged up against the Jews. So the poor Jews had to essentially build Jerusalem up and at the same time be like under siege and fighting. And therefore, the Pasuk says, Va'anachnu osim b'malacha. We were busy doing our work, building up the walls of Jerusalem. V'chetzim machzikim b'ramachim. And half of us, while we're doing it, we're holding, we have to hold spears in our hands because we have to defend ourselves while we're under construction. At the same time, we have to have the sharpshooters out there to protect us. Malosa Shachar, that process that they're doing this work started from Alosa Shachar, first light, dawn, at Teisukul Chavim, till the end of the day. So you see, they're doing work a whole day long, and the work day ends at Teisukul Chavim. V'omer, and not only that, but the next pasuk actually in Nehemiah, but it says, V'hayolanu halayla mishmar, and the night, everyone had to stick over in Jerusalem, and the night was the guarding time to make sure they didn't come in the night and jeopardize things. V'ayom malacha, and the day was the time for work. So you see that daytime is work time, and daytime ends at Teisukul Chavim. So you see clearly that when Teis comes, that's the end of the day, and ostensibly it's time to go to bed. Now, Rashi learns you can't pin it down so tight, because maybe, end of the day, go to bed. They're not talking about Kriya Shema here. Maybe you can't. That's not. It's just a Zeichel Davar. Other Rishonim Tosos and pretty much everyone else say it's clear that nighttime from this Pesukim, no matter what you say, nighttime begins at Teisukul Chavim. It's clear from the Pesukim, and it's not just a Zeichel Davar. It's a Raya Davar. The issue is that who says that nighttime is the same thing as Kriya Shema time? Maybe they're two different times. Maybe nighttime is one thing and bedtime is a different time. Therefore, we haven't got a strong proof. Now, that was a side point, right? Now, we're going to take a side point to the side point for just a moment, and we're going to say that the Brice is over. But now the Gemara picks up, parenthetical comment. It says, wait a second. You brought me two Pesukim back to back to bring me this Zeichel Ladavar. The first Pasuk said already they worked the whole day from Alosa Shachar until Teisukul Chavim. Well, that knocks it shut, right? That the end of the story is that the work day ends at Teisukul Chavim. So therefore, my Va'omer, why did you bring the second Pasuk which said that that the daytime was for work? I mean, I know the daytime was for work from the previous pasuk. That's clear. So what's the second pasuk coming to add? So that's the side point here. So the Gemara answers, Listen, v'chitema, maybe you'd say, listen, you can't bring any proof from the people working in the Nechemia's time. They had a mitzvah to rebuild Jerusalem. They're under pressure. They had the lachatz of the mitzvah and the stress of under attack. And therefore, v'chitema, maybe you'd say, miki arva shimsha. Sorry, I said that bad. Gomer, v'chitema, maybe you'd say, miki arva shimsha lailahu. Maybe you'd say, really, you can't bring any proof from the psukim over there. And really, sunset. Sunset is the beginning of nightfall. And what's the pasuk? Inu, the machashki umakadmi. Those guys over there in, you know, rebuilding Jerusalem, they, you know, stayed up late at night and got up early in the morning because they had to work extra long overtime hours. They're not normal workday overtime because they're under panic and they're under the pressure of a mitzvah. And therefore, you couldn't make a proof from there. Tashma, and therefore you bring the second pasuk to prove to you, right? V'hayilanu halayla mishmar v'yom malacha, that it was regular working hours, not overtime, regular day hours. They call it day, and therefore you see that day ends at Tzeis Kochavim. So that knocks that shut, that day clearly ends at Tzeis Kochavim, according to pretty much everyone, right? But not necessarily is that Lila the same time as Kriya Shema. Okay, now, that's all our side points. Now, back to the topic at hand. We had three opinions here about what time Kriya Shema kicks off. Now, we wanted to say our original, how we got this whole discussion was, we had brought two times, one Tzeis Kochavim for the Kohanim, right? Achilles Trumasan, and a second time of the Ani eating his pasta melech. And we said, oh, don't worry, it's really the same time. Now, wait a second, says the Gemara. That third time, now which is that third time going to be? Kasal Kadaitach, it's reasonable to assume, I can't have got a better translation than that, but we're going to make the assumption. Da Ani uvnei adam chad shiruhu. That when it comes to the Ani, the poor man eating his bread, and the person eating his meal on Erev Shabbos, it's the same time. Why? For the simple reason. Now, when it comes to an ani, why is he eating early? Because what's he got ready? He's got bread and salt. The rice is said, pasta melech, no preparation required. Sit down and eat. Just like Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, same story, right? You don't have to wait very long. You walk in the door, everything's cooked ahead of time, so the meal starts right away. And therefore, it's reasonable to assume that if any of the two out of the three times are the same, it's going to be the ani who eats right away with his meal, and the person on Erev Shabbos who eats his meal right away because no preparation required. But if that's the case, if you're going to say, for argument's sake, if that's the same time, if the ani and the person on Erev Shabbos is the same time, the iyamart ani v'kohen chad shiuruhu, then chacham hainu Rebbe Meir, then that will never work, because the Braisa had a machlokus between the chachamim saying achilas truma and Rebbe Meir saying Rebbe Meir here is saying it's the time that people eat their meal. But if eating their meal is the same as the ani, and you said the ani is the same time as truma, then everything's the same time, and that's going to work because obviously you have machlokus in the Braisa. That will never do. Ela shma mina ani shir lechud v'kohen shir lechud. Obviously, that assumption is wrong, and therefore you have three different times. The ani is one time, the Friday evening meal is one time, and the eating truma is one time. No, the Gemara says not necessarily, not so fast. You made a bad assumption. You wanted to assume that the ani eating is true. Ani eating is pasta melech is the same as the person eating his meal on Friday. That who said? Ani v'kohen chad shiuruhu. No, you mix it up. The ani eats his pasta melech on Tzeis Kochavim, and the kohen eats his truma on Tzeis Kochavim. That happens later. But a person comes in from Shabbos early, and that's an earlier time. Those are the two that are the same, and the person eating his meal is separate. Ani v'nei adam lav chad shiuruhu. You made a wrong assumption in connecting the ani and the regular person on Friday at the same time. So, now, up here, you see a little period there in the Gemara here. Everything seems to be okay. We're saying now that the ani and the kohen is this one time, and then the separate time about Friday afternoon. Big problem. V'ani v'kohen chad shiuruhu, that will never do. Because, now hold on to your hat, we're going to have a brice here. The brice is going to have five different opinions about the kickoff of Kriya Shema. Okay? V'raminu, wait a second. Meimasai matchilin likros shema ba'arvin. From when do you say shema in the evening? So opinion number one. Misha'a shekida shayom ba'arve shavasos. From the time you make your Mekadosh the day on Friday afternoon. Well, that of course is going to be, let's say, shkia, or let's unavoid the word shkia because of the ambiguity Rashi tells us. Let's call that benish mashas. That's early. That's early in the afternoon, right? That's divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So that's sheet number one. By the way, for tomorrow, keep in mind, Rabbi Eliezer, he was in our Mishnah, he had a different time ostensibly, right? So we got a problem, but that's for tomorrow. Second of all, Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Mishashi Kohanim Mitoharim Lechel B'Trumasim. Third, Rabbi Yehoshua is saying our Kohanim time, that's good. And Rabbi Meir, third opinion, Omer, that's taste, right? Rabbi Meir says, Mishashi Kohanim Tovel Lechel B'Trumasim. Rabbi Meir says the time is when the Kohanim go to be Tovel, eat the Truma. That's way early in the day, that's when they're gonna, that's still daytime. You have to be Tovel before right? Before you get to Banish Moshas. Whoa, if that's the case, Amalur Behuda, Rabbi Yehuda is going to object to that. V'halo, Kohanim Be'od Yomim Tovlin. The Kohanim have to Tovlin daytime. How could that possibly be bedtime at night? Again, that's for tomorrow, we'll address that question, right? Here we don't come back to in the Brisa. Then a fourth Shita, Rabbi Chanina Omer, Meshasha Ani Nechnas Lechal Pito B'melach. Uh-oh, now you see, it's all a big hodgepodge. Everyone, there's no way you're able to say that the Ani is the same time as the Achilas Truma, because we just said, right, that you got Rabbi Eliezer, you got Rabbi Chanina arguing on that point. So they obviously can't be the same. And finally, Rabbi Chai, the fifth opinion, V'amrila Rabbi Acha, some people say it was Rabbi Acha, not Rabbi Chai, Omer, Mishash Ro B'nei Adam Nechnas L'Hesev. It's a different time. It's time most people come in to like Hesev, to recline, to eat their main meal. It's a machlokas if it's Shabbos or any day. Let's learn any day. That's the last year, Rosh. So that's, you know, on a regular weekday, when everything's done, the kids are to bed, everything's cleaned up, you finally eat your meal. Okay, I know it's time, but I have to finish a sentence here. So now, Iyamart Ani v'Kohen Chad Shi'uruhu, if you're going to try the Ani and the Kohen at the same time, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yeshua, they're arguing, so that's impossible. They can't be the same. They're having a focus. Ela Lav Shmami, no, you have to hear from there that Shi'ura the Ani Lachud, the Ani's time is one thing, V'Shi'ura the Kohen, and the time the Kohen eating the Shumat, Seisim Chavim, Lachud, is a different time, Shmami, no. Has to be. So that knocks it shut, you can't resolve it. Tomorrow we have to deal with the unpleasant problems of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer arguing with himself. The deal of Rav Meir having people tovel what's all day, and you actually, if you look carefully, you'll see that Rav Meir in this brisa, it also exists as giving a different time than Rav Meir of the previous brisa. So that's another problem, all for tomorrow.